Hi, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Leah, and on this episode, I'm giving you a quick shot of romance, but author spotlight edition. And on this spotlight, I am joined by author Campbell Linden. Campbell Linden began her career in advertising in New York City and went on to hold executive corporate positions in the entertainment industry before starting her own communications and public relations consulting agency. She's now recovering from a lifetime of beatings that could have been an email and has found her true calling in writing steamy romance novels. While she's not writing, she loves to sip coffee, share her favorite fashion finds, and tell the wildest stories from her career. She believes in happily ever afters in both life and books and is a proponent of showing others that you can reinvent yourself at any age. Her debut romance, Stay With Me, is a story of starting over, second chances, and timeless love. She currently lives in California with her family. Well, welcome to the podcast, Campbell.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, it is a delight. Like, honestly, this is one of my favorite things about doing the podcast is the author interviews and getting to chat with authors and their journey and their quirks and all those things.
Perfect. That sounds great.
So you are a newer on the scene author, as your bio states. What made you make the choice to change your trajectory and do the author gig?
I reached a certain point in my career. I had been in corporate communications and I've been dealing with press and with a lot of pretty stressful job, I would say. Okay. And so, because no one's ever really happy with what comes out. So no one's ever really happy with what reporters write. And everyone always thinks that you favor someone else over someone else. And, you know, and I just got to a certain point where I decided that I wanted to make a change in my career. And, you know, I am at a certain age. I'm going to be 65 in September. And it felt like something I just have always wanted to do. So it,
what better
sort of
time
a natural
than
transition, although all my friends are sort of, I think they don't quite know what to make of it, but they're very happy.
It's your midlife crisis, a little
it
after
is my midlife
life.
Crisis. Yes.
There you go. So were you always a romance reader?
I began reading romance after 9/11. I really wanted an escape. I always, well, from the time I was little, everyone always told me I was in love with love because I loved love stories and I loved fairy tales. I loved all kinds of fiction. I've always been a big reader, but romance became, I'd say an escape, and but also a really pleasurable way to spend time. And I really loved different authors. Nora Roberts was, I think that was sort of my entree. And I just fell in love with her books and started reading her. And then I would read Stephanie Lawrence and Lisa Kleypas and then others, J.C. Burton. I love historical fiction, contemporary. I'm kind of all over the place. But those are my favorites.
Yeah. So how do you create an approach compelling and relatable characters in your romances? Because you write older in life characters.
I do. I think about myself and I think about my friends. And I think about experiences that I've had in my life that have really shaped me. And then also that I think you get to be a certain age some in our society and you tend to get forgotten and overlooked and erased a little bit, especially women, I think. And so what I want to write about, I want to write about the vital women who pop into my head, but also the vital, wonderful women I know who, you know, we're not dead. We're as interested in sex and as interested in love and as interested in our relationships. Our families mean a lot to us. And I guess that's, you know, I just, I enjoy it. I also know it's a very fast growing sector within the romance genre. But I really think that as we live longer and as we experience life, it's fun to write about people who are already established in certain ways.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like No matter what age you are, like you want somebody to make you feel seen. You want somebody
Yes.
for companionship. You want love in some shape or form. And who's to say like how you get that?
Right. And I think that that's, again, it all came into my head. I had this idea for the book, and it was someone who was going to be in her late 50s, and who was gonna meet someone and where that journey took them. Because in this particular case of my first book, with Stay With Me, they both had children, and the children weren't necessarily happy about their parents getting together. And so that created some conflict. But I think, with families, that's a reasonable, or that's a potential possible scenario. And
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, and like the ages of the kids in those books, they're younger, they're a little bit more impressionable. Like the nature of the relationships that like they're coming out of, like they're a little traumatic.
Yes,
So it's like
it's
there's
true.
all like and but that's the thing, like kids react differently to those situations, and I appreciated the way that you created that dynamic in the book too. It's like
Thank you.
It's not always a smooth transition from
Right.
single to blended. Like
Yes.
blending is complicated. Like I was very fortunate. Like I don't come from a blended family, but like I had lots of friends that did. And so it's like there's this
Yep.
completely different dynamic that goes along with it.
Absolutely. And I think, I just witnessed with my own son, when his dad got remarried, what that was like. And it was really very, he struggled a bit with it. And so that was sort of something that felt very close to home, I guess you would say. But I, again, to your point, knew people who had experienced some troubles when they went to bring their families together. So that felt real to me, and I felt like it was something I could write about and pursue. And it was important for me to put that into the book and to have that in there.
Do you have any writing rituals or habits that help you stay focused?
Yeah. Okay, so I still get newspapers delivered. Sorry, everyone. Still get the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times. And so I read the news. I also get like all kinds of stuff, as we all do, online. But my rituals is I do the crossword puzzles in both papers once I've done the news. Then I can write.
Okay. Well, here's a very important question then.
Yes.
Do you use a pen or a pencil?
Pen.
Oh, you
And I
are like
make mistakes and have to
hardcore.
scratch them out. And as the week goes on and they get harder, my
There's
puzzles
some more
look uglier.
scratching.
They don't look very pretty on Saturday. They look terrible.
Because that is always an important distinction. Are you a pencil
Agreed.
crossword person or a pen crossword
That's
person?
right. I agree with you. And my college roommate was a pen person. My dad was a pencil person. So I moved to pen because she encouraged me to do so.
You took that leap.
Yes, I
Sometimes
took the leap.
it's not successful, but
No, it's
it
very
happens.
stressful.
So how do
Yes.
you handle romantic tropes and cliches that are all around us, but keeping your stories fresh and engaging?
Well, I guess what I try to do is, I have fallen victim. My books do reflect some of those tropes. They meet cute has been one that I kind of have, I don't know, I just appreciated. In the first book, my heroine crashes into my hero's prized car.
Oh,
In the third book that I wrote, Hope With Me, my hero observes his neighbor, doesn't realize she's his neighbor because he's new in the neighborhood, and she goes over the wall, she locks herself out of her house. And he thinks she's robbing her house, so he calls the cops on her. So, there are a variety of ways that you can have people meet each other, I guess. But, to your point, I try to have enough characters to be able to spread the plot around a little bit without getting too confusing or introducing too many. But I find that And also, I know when I get copy edited, I know that I'm not supposed to head hop too much or do any of that stuff. But I do find that I find myself, if I start falling into patterns, I try to break them. And I think that goes to the point about sort of the third act and the breaking up and the coming back together and all of that. And that's important to me because I think people, I want to show people working through their issues, but I also want to show what happens when, the outside sort of elements get in the way of love or make it hard to love.
Well, and that's something that has been like a newer trend that there is no third act breakup, but there's really nothing that like makes the story like come to a head. There's no culmination of the relationship. And so like, I mean, if it I like a book where there's third act something. Like it doesn't have to be the a breakup, it has to be something. But I've read so many books in the past like year and a half where there's no third act breakup. There's like maybe a little blip in like the Matrix, but aside from that, like it's just so you agree that the third act breakup is
I
a
do.
it's a
I like I think
useful
it
tool.
propels, I think it propels the story. And I also find that as much as I admire anyone who writes any kind of book, because it's daunting
It's a feat,
always, it's hard and it's scary. But I find sometimes with those books, if there isn't anything happening, it feels like they're very long and drawn out. And again, I would never criticize a fellow writer, but it just feels like I'm like, okay, come on, like
I need something.
what's happening? Something needs to happen.
So when you're writing your books, do you plan them out from start to finish, or are you a pantser and just kind of fly by the seat of those pants?
Well, as someone who is always very organized with lists and all of that stuff in my other life, in this life, I would say I'm a little bit more of a pantser because sometimes I feel like, these characters that I'm writing and I don't sure where we're gonna go. I'm not sure what might happen. I'm not sure what is gonna exactly. I mean, I have an idea now and I have some idea when I start out because I think you have to have some concept of something. But for the most part, I wind up at the end of the day, if I've written a lot, I wind up sometimes in places I didn't expect to
That's
go.
always a great thing though. Like I've talked to authors where they're very like very strict, very stringent in the way they plan things out. And then I have some who are like, I have a character and I just start typing.
That's I'm a little bit like that. I have thought a little bit, but usually I'm more interested in seeing how we meander and what happens. And that doesn't always mean that the writing is great. It means, and I'm new to this, and so I've had to be pretty disciplined about trying to edit and being careful about certain things like that. So it doesn't, you don't want a bunch of mush on the page by the time when the day is over. But
Yeah, sometimes mush is okay
well,
though.
sometimes mush is
It
okay.
depends on the mush.
Right. I guess the mush. Well, I guess what I mean is like a bunch of gibberish as opposed to like love, mushy love. But yeah, it's interesting because I most people who know me would find that would be very surprised by that.
See, I like a list, but I also have a tendency to like write the list and then lose the list, and I have to write the new list, and then I'll like take two things off the list, and then I have to write a whole new list because I've scratched things off and now it feels disorganized to me. But I'm a hot mess of chaos 90% of the time, so.
Well, I mean, yeah, so then I totally relate. I do. I totally relate. Right now I'm kind of in the throes of it, so I'm kind of watching where these people are winding up.
So romance novels as a whole, they have like strong emotional arcs typically. How do you balance the story of the romantic relationship along with the other elements of the story? Because it can't just be about the relationship. There has to be other things going on. How do you balance those two?
Well, I really like to write about business, the business that I
Mm-hmm.
knew and that I was a part of. And so, I was really involved with public relations. That was really my focus and so much of what I did. So, I like to write, I like to introduce, I like strong female characters who run their own businesses, have their own
Right.
companies, but also, and strong, but they're with strong men too, and they hold their own. But frequently I'll introduce, like in my second book, there was some corporate intrigue going on, and there was some mishandling of funds, and there was some weird elements to it that I think provided a different sort of perspective, shall we say. And so that I like to introduce things like that because I think the workplace is a very interesting, I mean, having worked with some very interesting people and witnessed some very interesting things, as you can imagine, in Hollywood, things that are, no one would believe, frankly. But I think that people can relate. Work is work, and so I like to introduce those elements into my story. My characters have strong professional lives.
Well, and a lot of times those professional lives like bring up some turmoil and chaos in the
Yes.
relationships that you write as well, because
Yep.
there's a big factor in a lot of the stories where the like jobs come into play.
Yeah. And so I find that that helps me a lot. That tends to allow me to flesh out the story a little bit better, and to have some other elements to it, so that the relationship, of course, is first and foremost, but there are other things going on. They have rich lives. They have full lives. So
So
I try to do that.
you said you've read the gamut like of the romance.
Yeah.
What made you choose writing in the contemporary world?
Because I wanted to write about my own, a lot of my own experiences are, have influenced the stories that I tell, real experiences and people. And so I like to write in the here and now. But I have huge respect for historical fiction, romance. And I started out, I used to read a lot more of it. And then I kind of got a little burned out on it. So then I went to the here and now. But every so often I can get completely lured back in.
Is there
And
like a bonkers subgenre or a subgenre that you really enjoy but you don't like to talk about? Because
well, I find erotica sort of interesting. What?
I love an alien.
Oh, you love an alien. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I love an
All
alien.
right.
And we honestly like on the podcast, like we talk about our things that we like to
Yep.
read and we talk about them, but sometimes we don't like to admit that we read them.
That's quite all right. Yeah, I mean, look, I also, I mean, I like certain subgenres. I like some of the erotica stuff. I mean,
Intense.
but to a certain degree, I find it really interesting. It's just a whole other perspective, and it's something that I don't, it's not for me to necessarily write. Wouldn't feel comfortable doing that, but I like to read it.
Well, but you also appreciate the fact that there's somebody who has the thought process and
Yes.
the honestly, like the bravery to write something like that.
Yes,
Because
exactly.
even in 2025, historical romance is still a very taboo thing. Granted, it's a $1 billion industry, so people are like consuming
Yep.
it, but people still don't like to talk about it.
Right. And I find that sort of interesting. But again, I mean, I don't want like my characters to be sort of abashed by their sexuality. I want them to embrace it and be proud of it and be happy that they still are vibrant beings.
But that's the thing too, like at a certain age, like people kind of, you're right, people do kind of like forget that these are human beings who still want those relationships. And
Yes.
I mean, sometimes like you meet the second loves of your life when you're in your 60s.
That's true. That's true. And I've seen it happen, and it's really lovely to see. And I'm I'm always really thrilled when people discover each other at a very different time in their lives when most people think you're past the point of that discovery.
So what's coming up next for you? Because you don't have a book coming out right now, but you do have one coming out soon. So let's talk about that.
Okie doke. It's called Laugh With Me. You can see a pattern here. Stay with me, be with me, hope with me, and now laugh with me. It takes place in Hollywood. It's about the daughter of one of my characters. So I'm writing a lot of the backstory that for people who may not have read the other books, but it's continuation, and it's a sort of May December situation, and he's her boss. And he's 20 years older than she is. And there'll be all kinds of issues around that with her own mother, who's a founder and owner of her own company, thinking that that is a very dangerous thing. And so they fall in love, but they're going to have issues around the fact that he doesn't want to have a family. He's older, he's never been married, but he's had serious relationships. She's 30, she wants to have kids. They'll have some other conflicts around that, but there, I try to use humor, and this one is takes place. It's about writing and developing a show for, so it's sort of the business of Hollywood again, but it's a funny show. So hence the name Laugh With Me.
I'm very excited. I love an age gap. Like, and I think that if, I mean, I've read somewhere it doesn't work very well, but I think if there's care taken into it, it can be done exceptionally well.
I'm
I'm
trying
really
to be
intrigued by
very
that.
respectful of that and not cliched about it. I'm trying to, but also to bring up the things that I know for a fact with people. A very dear friend of mine who married someone younger, and she wanted to have children. Well, he married someone younger, and the person wanted to have a lot of children, and he already had children, and so they compromised and it worked out, but it
But you
was
don't
not
always
an
have
easy,
that. It's not an
wasn't an
easy
easy.
road.
And he also told me, he said to me once, he goes, "Yeah, my kids hated all my wives."
Well,
Said,
I mean,
I
there is
just said,
that.
he goes, "Now they get along, but that's just how it goes." And so again, I have some very funny, wonderful people in my life who crack me up, and they say
And you
things like
take little
that.
snippets of
Little
things, and
snippets,
you're like,
yes.
now you're like, watch what you say to me, and it may end up in a
That's right.
book.
You're gonna wind up, whether you like it or not, you might recognize yourself.
I saw a meme the other day, and I can't remember exactly how the wording went, but it was basically like, don't be mean to an author, you'll probably be the villain in their next story.
Listen, this is revenge all the way. Like, I can create these characters based on all these, anyone who ever did anything to me, in the last 35 years. It's been very fun, let me
This
tell
is
you.
your therapy and your
Yep,
penance stories.
it is. That's exactly right.
So are they going to have a little bit of a meat disaster in this book as well? You don't
No,
have to tell
well,
us things because we'll wait for it to come out,
okay, well,
but
you're, thank you.
ish.
They do have a meet. Well, I should say that the star of this book really is my friend's Bernedoodle, mini Bernedoodle named
Ooh.
Alfie. Alfie's very rambunctious and
I love a
spirited,
floof.
and Alfie causes a little bit of a calamity. There might be emergency room involved. She might have a bump on her head and a black eye, maybe. But it's so there is that, I guess I should say. But that's how they meet. Then they don't realize
Who
until they
they
get
each
into
other
the
are.
office.
Oh, okay. So it's like
But
that instant connection, and then,
yes.
oh
Yes.
no, I
Oh
don't know how this
no.
is going to work.
Oh, how is this
I
gonna
like that
work?
even better. I love when that kind of stuff happens. Whereas it's not hidden identity, it's just not a clue.
Not a clue. And you and so what'll what yeah anyway the, so they'll figure it out. It'll be right in front of them, but again, Alfie is in real life one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen ever, And we're very excited to give him a starring role.
Well, good. That's very
Yes.
exciting. I always love when there's a pet in a
Yes.
book.
I
I
think that
just
helps.
it does. And it's one of those like side tools where it's like you can like add little things, but it's
Yes.
just still delightful. And
Yes.
I always like when there's a town pet.
Oh, that's cool.
Like so Lexie Blake, her Bayou series, her Butterfly Bayou series. Otis is an alligator.
Oh my God, that's
And
great.
he just kind of roams around town. Like, you don't get close to Otis because he's an alligator.
Right, that would probably not
But,
be
like,
good.
in the first book, like, the heroine is driving into town, and I think Otis is like lying across the road and she can't get past him. Like, oh, that's just Otis. You'll get used to him. It's just little
Well, that's
things like
like
that.
it's like the Marie Force books. There's a moose in her Vermont
In the
town, and
yes.
and the moose sort of shows up and doesn't like to move and is kind of blocking the road, and
I mean, as a moose does.
as a moose does. So
So when does Laugh With Me come out?
it comes out on July 17th, and I'm
July
very,
17th.
very, very excited about it. So
Well, we look forward to the next one.
thank
And
you.
thank you, Campbell, for stopping by and chatting with me about all the author questions in your books.
Thank you so much, Leah. I had so much fun. I really, really appreciate it. Thank
And
you.
thank you. And until next time, happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.